This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, the UAW strike. It's a story about worker pay and benefits, of course. It's a story about corporate profits, too, and CEO pay. It's also, though, a bigger story about dealerships. We called some of them on Friday. About the regional Midwest economy. Did that the other day. Towns and cities closest to the plants that are being struck and what's happening or might happen there. But it's a supply chain story, too. The nuts and bolts, almost literally, of how cars get made and repaired. Parts suppliers are obviously going to be watching closely how this strike plays out. But even now, after the pandemic crunch and the chip shortages have largely been resolved, car parts are still kind of hard to come by. Marketplace's Henry Epp gets us going with today's macroeconomic why story.
Most car parts are pretty easy to find these days for Brian Meglin, owner of Brian's North End Automotive, an independent repair shop in Burlington, Vermont.
Tires, brakes, exhaust, engine parts.
But there's this one 2015 Chevy Volt he takes care of that needs a rear spring, and he says the only place he can get it is from a dealership.
I ordered that spring, I want to say, back in May, and there's still no date as to whether, you know, when I'm going to see this spring.
Meglin is running into the same problem a lot of dealerships are facing right now, says Todd Campo with S&P Global Mobility.
Typically, dealerships prefer, obviously, to use the genuine branded part for whatever brand they're servicing.
And those brands, Ford, GM, they're still playing catch-up after that chip shortage, says Patrick Olson, editor-in-chief at Carfax.
And now, while demand for new cars is pretty high, they really want to prioritize putting parts into those new cars versus into repair parts.
And that's a problem, Olson says, because our old cars are getting older.
People holding onto their cars and maintaining them, and that's great, but it also means that parts fail and people wind up in accidents. And so that overall age means that there's just more work that needs to be done.
There is one factor that could increase the supply of auto parts, says Todd Campo at S&P Global, the UAW strike. If the big three automakers slash production, suppliers could turn their attention away from parts for new vehicles.
If this strike elongates, you could potentially see Tier 1 suppliers set up tooling to build back their repair stock.
So maybe that Chevy Volt in Burlington will finally get that spring it needs. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.